This week in the Civil War, despite Lincoln's urgings, General George McClellan's army remained disengaged with the enemy in mid-October 1862. Lincoln himself calculated that the Army of the Potomac had a total of over 231,000 men, of whom 144,000 plus were fit for duty. The president could not understand McClellan's procrastination. On Thursday, October 16th, McClellan did order two major Union reconnaissances from Sharpsburg, Maryland, where numerous units of his army remained after the Battle of Antietam, to Smithfield in western Virginia, and from Harper's Ferry, his headquarters, to Charlestown in western Virginia. These two reconnaissances, involving thousands of troops, resulted in minor skirmishing with Lee's army. Actions such as these did not endear McClellan to Lincoln, who wanted McClellan to use the whole of his army against Lee's Confederates. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.